Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Julius Adewumi of the Gospel Distribution Ministry. Today I'm going to continue the series in the book of Revelation that we have been discussing or preaching, revealing what the Lord has been revealing to us in the book of Revelation. I'm going to chapter 9 this time. And if you have been following this series, you have understood what the chapters that we have discussed in the earlier chapters. It talks about the trumpets. We have in chapter 6, we saw the opening of the seals, the apocalyptic seals, as we normally call it. And the seals are like the content page of a book. And then when we come to the seventh seal, it started the seven trumpets of angels that are blowing trumpets. Now we get to chapter 9, where we have the last three, the fifth and the sixth and the seventh angel that will blow their trumpet. And remember, in the last verses of chapter 8 of the book of Revelation, verse 13 said, "And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound." Now, "And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit." Now, let's stop right there. He said a star fall from heaven. "There came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, and as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 4 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when it striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them." Now let me stop right there and talk about these locusts. That even if they are, it's like I have said, these are described as physical locusts instead of saying they are just spirits. Now they were giving instruction that make us to say physical locusts, that normally we eat grasses and eat trees and green trees, and they destroy vegetation. But this time, these were commanded not to destroy vegetation, but to attack human beings. That is the key difference here. That is why you can say this must be physical locusts, because they were being given instruction not to attack vegetations, green trees, and plants, but they are going after men and human beings that have not the seal of God in their foreheads. This would be like bees that could sting people, or like mosquitoes that can bite. Because you see, mosquitoes are insects too, but they don't go after plants, they go after animals or human beings that they can suck blood from. Now suppose locals who were not known to be sucking blood are suddenly confused, or they were changed from within to be sucking blood and to be after attacking men. That is what is being described here in chapter 9 of the book of Revelation. So that makes us to say this definitely is a plague that could be physical locals being used to torment mankind. And according to this, it was said that they will not hurt the earth or any green thing, except men that have not the name or the seal of God in their forehead. Now the Bible said the torment will be like if scorpions strike a man. And the Bible said they will not kill those men that they smite, but they will torment them. The poison will be like torment for 5 full months before the poison dissipates in the blood of men that are stricken by them. But this is going to be a punishment for all the inhabitants of the earth. And now let's see the description of the locusts. It's from this description that makes some people to say maybe they're actually describing warfare, like new chariots or helicopters and things like that. But from this description, they could still be insects like locusts, the real physical insects that are just described the way they will look. Verse 7 says, "And the shape of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men, and they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions, and they had breastplates as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue has his name Apollyon. Now one woe is past, and behold, there had come 2 woes more hereafter. So that was the description of these apocalyptic locusts. Whether they are actually physical locusts, like I have said, this description is very, very well fits physical insects called locusts that will not be hurting vegetation, but they will be attacking men to suck blood and to sting men. But whatever they are, the Bible said, it will be a punishment for the inhabitants of the earth. And why will the Lord punish the earth? Because men have refused to repent. And if they refuse to repent, they will have to face this terrible judgment that is coming upon the world. And we are warning everybody right now to come to Jesus, because Jesus is the only way out of all this trouble. And you will see in the next plague that even after all this plague, men's hearts have been hardened, that they will not change from worshipping their false idols and their own religion, and they refuse to accept the Lord who can change these things as the Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let's go to the next verse, verse 13. Now this is the sixth angel. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. Now that is, let's stop here and talk about this sixth angel. Well, now when the sixth angel sounded, the Bible said a word came to this angel and said, loose the four angels. Or you can say, if there are four angels that are bound, that means they were rebellious angels, rebellious spirits that could be satanic spirits, satanic angels that were bound in a prison yard in a place called River Euphrates. Now we know where River Euphrates is on the earth, somewhere in the Middle East, but the Bible is saying that there are spirits that are bound in that river. There are devils, satanic spirits that are bound in so many locations on the earth. In hell, it's a prison yard for some satanic spirits. And when they were bound, they couldn't get out. But at this particular hour, God said those four angels will be loose to do a specific attack upon mankind. And let's see what they are going to do. Verse 15. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, for to slay the third part of men. Now, four angels, and they were going to slay one third of men on earth. And they are not just going to go by those four alone ghosts doing this thing, but those four are going to come with another bunch of soldiers. And let's see, who are these soldiers that these four angels are going to bring forth? Let's see them. And said, the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000, and I heard the number of them. 200 million horsemen that these four angels are going to commandeer. Now, from this description also, we can say, are these physical horsemen? We know the angels are spirits. That is, on our physical world, we will see them. But since they are spirits, they will be loose, and they will be doing the evil, like satanic spirits that are doing all those wickedness. Now, these spirits are going to muster 200 million horsemen. Now, are those horsemen human beings, or are they demons? That is yet to be described. Now, from the description of this, that's where we're going to talk about here. From the description of these horsemen, we can describe and say these are demons that are also, and you have to remember, demons are like disembodied spirits, disembodied animals, disembodied spirits that are just in form of spirit, but in their real world they are either insects or animals or things like that, but in the spirit they are like human beings. And many of those demons are causing diseases and sicknesses and plagues all over the world, even up to now. Now these are 200 million that they are going to summon again, that are also demons, are also going to be causing some of those diseases and trouble and destruction upon mankind. And those 200 million may have been locked also up, because in the unseen world there are categories of evil spirits, categories of demonic spirits that are like animal spirits that were locked up, that they were not allowed to roam around there unless they caused too much trouble for mankind. And this is another example where God is going to allow those four angels to take those 200 million horsemen or spirits to come and attack mankind also, that will destroy almost one third of mankind. Now, this is exactly what we are describing here. Now, many other people have described this particular chapter that this could be warfare, that is, this could be satanic, four satanic spirits that will actually go and influence military soldiers of some countries to start some massive, what we call, terrorism. This will be like terrorism, because this does not look like a warfare between some groups and some groups right now. This will look like terrorists. If they are physical human beings, this will be like terrorists, but some four angels are controlling it. If they are not human beings, they will be demons causing plague like AIDS, like all those pestilences. Those are demons that are causing those things. People may think it's some DNA that is broken into pieces, but they are demons that are causing them. And those are the type of demons that these four angels will unleash upon mankind. And the only help, the only solution, the only way out is to come to Jesus. Because the Bible said, the seal of God will be upon those that belong to the Lord. He will seal them before all these terrible things begin to happen, that we just see that 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but shall not come near us. That is the promise of God in the book of Psalm 91. For they that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So that's why we are inviting you that are listening to this sermon, that come and be in the secret place of the Most High. Come and make God your refuge and your trust. Come and follow the Lord Jesus Christ, because He has the power over all those evil things that will come upon the world. Whether through some satanic angels, or satanic angels plus those demons, or through some terrorist acts from some human beings that devils are instigating or influencing, God is still the one that is able to deliver. Interpreting that is coming upon the world, only God can deliver. And who knows whether this is part of the terrorism that is going on right now, controlled by some satanic spirits from the Middle East right there. Now, that is what we want you to begin to know, that anything that is going on in the world right now, whatever you think is going on in the world right now, like this, like the terrorism that is going on in the world, you think, well, these Arabic countries are just fighting for this, or they think they are doing only jihad, or they are just being oppressed by the West, that's why they are agitating. But we want you to know that there are satanic spirits that are instigating this terrorism. Just look at that. Satanic spirits are instigating all those terrorism. Because if this of 200 million horsemen are in form of horsemen, from what is described here, if they are human beings, they will be terrorists rather than a war between one country and another country. And that is what I want to begin to take note of when we are reading the Bible. Because the Bible has written, when this thing was written almost 2,000 years ago, all this type of events upon the earth were not present. The terrorist act that is going on upon the earth now were not present. But they were written, and when it was written, it looked like prophecy. But God could have been describing terrorism that some satanic spirits will be instigating. And you cannot tell me that the satanic spirits are not instigating all this terrorism that is going on from the Arabic countries, and who are claiming that they are doing a holy war, holy jihad. There's a satanic spirit behind it all that is instigating them. And there will be a lot of destruction from all those terrorism also. But they are destroying themselves and destroying whatever comes in their path. Whether they are what they call suicidal bombers, or those who took airplanes and killed themselves and killed thousands of others, but they are still terrorism. And satanic spirit is behind it all. The only way out is for individuals to come to Jesus. And the Lord Jesus said, 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but shall not come near us, when you have Jesus Christ as your protector, when you have God as your shield. You have said, if you make God your refuge, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. So we have to walk by the faith of the Almighty God at this end time. And you have to come and be part of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be a partaker of the kingdom of God to come, because all this thing will take place to destroy masses, to start the beginning of the end for mankind. But then, after all this is over, God will come down and start a new heaven and a new earth. And that's really where we are going in this series, where we come to that section where God will have finished all these things, and a new heaven and a new earth will take place, and the saints will be resurrected, and the Christians that are there will be resurrected to live upon this planet again. So whether this 200 million husbands are terrorists, or they are actually demons that are causing plagues and pestilences worldwide, destroying masses. Only God can save. Only Jesus Christ can deliver. And only those who have the seal of God in their forehead will be protected from all these onslaughts of evil that's coming upon the world. Won't you come to be one of them that Jesus Christ will protect? That is why we are preaching to you. And let's go on here. He said, verse 17. He's going to describe the horsemen. And I saw the horses in the vision. Now, these are horses that we are talking about. They are making us to say they must be demons rather than terrorism. And they can also be human beings that are doing all this wickedness. But let's see. Let's go in the direction that these are demons. 200 million demons that are like horses and horsemen. In the vision, in the spirit, they are like that. But to us human beings, we just see them like plagues that we cannot see. We actually won't see demons, but you see their effect in form of AIDS virus, because those viruses are like insects. But if you actually enlarge them, they will be like this. They will be like these horsemen. In their world, they will be like horsemen. In their world, they will be like horses. But in the world that we are in, there will just be diseases and sicknesses and plagues and pestilences that doctors are trying to conquer, and they couldn't conquer it. And he said, I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having the breastplate of fire and of jacinth and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three was the third part of men killed, by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents and hard heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, you see what the Bible called it? The Bible called them plagues. Do you understand what I'm saying now? The Bible called them plagues, so that's why we want to say to you, we want what the Bible says. The Bible called them plagues, so I will say they are plagues. Like the HIV virus, those are plagues on the earth. And this is exactly what the Bible is describing here. But behind the plague, when you look into the spirit world, they are demons, rather than what the doctor says, some cells that are breaking to pieces, some infected cells, whatever the infected cells are, they are demons that are infecting those cells. And that is what this Bible is giving us. When we look in the other world, we see things that can be spoken to, that God has control to speak to them, and they will be back into their pit of hell. And that's why we are saying only God can save, only the Lord Jesus Christ can deliver. And the only solution is for men to repent everywhere and come unto the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved, and then follow the Lord Jesus Christ, and let your life be protected by the Holy Ghost. He said he has given his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways, we that dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And this is the state of the world by the end of the world, when these plagues will be taking place. Say, the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. Young man and young woman, and you listener that's listening to me, make up your mind right now. Because all these things that the Bible said will take place, they are going to take place. Whether you like it or not, they will take place. It is for you to run to shelter. Run for refuge. Run for coverage. Because the Bible said, as many as believe Jesus Christ, to them gave he power to become the children of God. And the Lord is giving his own people that come to him. When you come to Jesus Christ, he gives you power to become a child of God, a son of the Most High God. And according to the Bible that we read in the book of Revelation chapter 7, the Bible said, don't all the earth not be not the people until we are protected and sealed the servants of our God in their forehead. And the first plague that we read in chapter 9 said, only those men that have not the seal of God in their forehead were being hurt by the locusts. And then in this next one, the horsemen that are killing one third of men, only those men that are not protected by the seal of God in their forehead will be hurt. And how do you get this seal of God? Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today. Let Jesus Christ come into your heart and you be born again today. Commit your life into his hand, and now follow the Bible, follow his word, follow his instruction. Aspire to be one of them that will go and meet the Lord Jesus Christ in the air. Aspire to be one of the overcomers that will overcome all those evil things that is coming upon the world. And you overcome them when you follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Because this is how to overcome them. Let's go to Psalm 91. You want to know how to overcome all those terrible things that's coming upon the world. The book of Psalms has given us the sure promises of God that we can lash on as believers. Because pestilences and plagues has been listed as the things that will end up the world and destroy masses. One third of men will be destroyed by those horsemen, by those four angels that will unleash 200 million horsemen, demonic horsemen upon the earth. And when those horsemen are killing people, it will just be another plague of virus that the medicine of the doctor will not be able to, or vaccination of the doctor will not be able to cure, and they will look for vaccination over and over again and be unable to get it. And this is expected to be for 1 year or so, except for a day, a year, and a month, and a time. And that is when the plague will be plaguing the world, and one third of men will have been killed before they stop, before God stop it. Only God will stop it by driving those demons back into the pit of hell where they come from. That was the only way they will be stopped, and not by vaccination. And let's see what the Bible has promised for those who are abiding in the secret place of the Most High. And the only way of escape from all those plague and pestilences that the Bible is describing in the book of Revelation for judging the earth and for bringing the world to a close, because the population of the earth will be reduced. One third of the population gone here, another one quarter in another plague here, and so the world, the population of 6 billion of the earth will be reduced worldwide. People are trying to control population. They're trying to compel people not to have children, or compelling them to have only one child, or one boy, one girl. Nonsense. Not necessary. God himself knows how he's going to control the population. When the ungodly world is full of ungodliness, they will destroy themselves by war. And then plague and pestilence will destroy many others, because God has commanded that anyone that will not repent, the soul that sinner shall die. Now let's see how God has set forth his own protection for those that will trust in him. Psalm 91 said, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Now listen, he said he, which is individual. God is calling you as a person to come to him. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So Christ is inviting you to come and be saved and be protected. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And these are all the promises for those that will be abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. He said in verse 3 that surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. What will be the pestilence that will come upon the world? Whether sent by God or sent by the devil, or sent by the terrorists, or sent by themselves, by plans and by accidents in the world. The Bible said, "He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust." God is himself, that is the only one that can protect us. "Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence." Only God can protect mankind. And it's saying he wants to protect you. And here is verse 7. Actually, from verse 5, it says, "Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night." What are terror by terrorists? God is saying you will not be afraid when you are dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. "Now for the arrow that fly by day." What could be the arrow that will fly by day? Some mass murderers shooting everybody in the streets, whatever it is, or a bomb that has been exploded to destroy masses. The Bible says, if you will trust in the Lord and keep yourself under the shadow of the Almighty, you can be protected from those bombs. He said, "You'll not be afraid for the pestilence that walketh in darkness." What did we just talk about? Pestilence, plague, from the demonic horsemen, 200 million of them at the end of the world. The Bible said, you will be protected when you are dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. And that is the secret place we are inviting you to right now, to come unto Jesus and be in Christ. That's the secret place, and Christ in you. And like Christ said, "If you abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you." Like the Lord of God is telling us here, this is the promise for those that are trusting the Lord, that you will not be afraid for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. You go to an office and they blow up the office. He said, God said you can be protected. God said you can be out of that place before the thing blow up, because he watches over you and he wants you to come and be under his shadow like that. And that is what we are inviting you to when we ask you to come to Jesus. And we are asking you to begin to exercise your faith and to begin to wait upon the Lord and fast and pray as a believer. If you are a believer, you must trust the Lord Jesus Christ with your life. Wait upon him. Let him lead you before you move any, before you go anywhere, and listen to him and begin to practice to listen to his voice, and then worship him, serve him, and obey him. Like the word of God said, those people that are going to be destroyed, they did not repent from all their ungodliness and idolatry. What is your own idol today? Throw it away and come to Jesus, and let Jesus be your Lord and your Savior. And when Paul in verse 7 said, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but shall not come nigh thee. That is, there could be destruction, bomb, earthquake, that will destroy man's is better, that it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thy eye with thou shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. These are promises of God, but the promises are not just automatic. They are for those that are walking with the Lord, dwelling and abiding in the secret place of the Most High, which is walking in him and obeying him, being born again, and then walking with the Lord Jesus Christ in obedience to the scriptures, living the holy life and listening to the Lord. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And that is what we are trying to bring to you here. Because it said, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. In verse 10. For God, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Do you understand now what we are saying? Like the angel that was flying in the air that said to the other four angels that are to hurt the earth, said, hurt not the earth until we have sealed our servants, the servants of our God in their foreheads. That is exactly how God has said, he will give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Before all those pestilences, before all those plagues, before all those demonic horsemen, before all those demonic locusts begin to destroy masses or smite people or bite people in those trumpets, God will see his own people. And we are asking you now, come and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, so that you can be one of them that you protected. If you have not accepted Jesus, I want you to bow your head. Let me pray for you right now. Say it after me. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I believe you, and I believe your word, and I want to escape all those terrible things. I accept you as my Lord and Savior today, Jesus. Save my soul. I run to thee for refuge. Save me, O Lord Jesus, from all those terrible things that are coming to the world. Like you have said, we should pray. I pray right now, Lord Jesus, save me from all those evil things that shall come upon the world. Thank you, Lord. Father, I commit them to your hand, Lord, that you will help them to have their heart open and to follow thee, and teach them, Lord, yourself how to walk with Jesus and how to please God. Now, from today, take your Bible seriously. Read it yourself, and as you read and you learn, begin to do it, and you will see that you can do it, and Jesus will meet you there. Begin to do what you learn, that what the Bible says, this is the way Christians ought to walk in the New Testament, and begin to walk that way, and let the Lord God lead your life from there on, and the Lord will take care of it. I want you to write to us. Write to Evangelist Julius Adeyemi, Gospel Distribution Ministry.
Write to the Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050, USA.
On the internet, our web address is www.gospeldistribution.org. Gospel Distribution, that's one word, no space between them. Gospeldistribution.org. And we shall send you some more literature. Jesus is the only hope. Jesus is the only escape from all those terrible things that will come upon the world. And he has commanded us to say, pray that you may be accounted worthy to escape all those evil things that have come upon the world and to stand before the Son of Man. Escaping is one thing, but standing before the Son of God as a saint, as a redeemer, as a redeemed person is another thing. Because some people will be there before all those terrible things take place. They will have escaped the terrible things, but that does not mean that they are gone to paradise or to heaven. So for you to also stand before the Son of God means you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you are walking with him, pleasing the Lord. So that's why we invite you to throw away all your false religion and accept Jesus. He's the only way, the only hope, and God bless you.